Welcome to Weekend with Wiser, and I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. There is so much going on this week, and November is really festival weekend. And in addition to the market back downtown on Saturday, near the Al Lang Field, Saturday market, Sunday at the St. Pete High School near Kenwood, also at Corey Avenue, there is so much going on. You cannot decide what to do. Let's start with the Florida Orchestra. This weekend, there are two fabulous free concerts, both early evening. Saturday, it will be in Vinoy Park. It's just going to be a terrific experience. Beautiful sunset. Bring your chairs. Bring a little nosh. There'll be food for sale as well. And Sunday, TFO added Coachman Park, and that's going to be really amazing. That is going to be at the Sound. And if you haven't been to the Sound, this is a chance to experience for free. It is Veterans Day on Monday. And of course, Bay Pines from 11 to 12 will host their annual homage to our veterans. Thank you for your service. This weekend on the 9th, on Saturday, there is a Coachman Park Patriots celebration in the morning. It's part of the Marie Market, and there'll be opportunities to support your veterans. Please make a donation. Please help our homeless veterans, our disabled veterans, and our veterans that have served. So that's going on this weekend as well. And then down at Bayboro Brewing, they're having an incredible festival on the 9th as well to support veterans. So please do support them every day. You know, these are our heroes and heroines. So please do that. The Mountaintop. Let's talk about this. American Stage humanizes Martin Luther King, a saint with the Mountaintop. It's a really interesting play that looks into the last night of Martin Luther King's life and what that might be like. It is really an important play, and that is at the American Stage. Also opening this weekend, Matthew McGee, Moriarty. Sherlock Holmes is back with Watson. Matthew McGee is the ultimate, just the ultimate Sherlock Holmes. He is phenomenal. He's phenomenal anyway, but we'll hear from him in an interview that will air Monday about his experience doing this beloved play. And they will transform the Freefall Theater as we get closer to Christmas into an immersive holiday experience, as well American Stage with their Tinseltown. Also coming up this week are the Good Burger Awards. And this is an amazing thing that the Chamber does, St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. It is presented by the Bank of Tampa and Compass. People are nominated in arts and culture, community consciousness, even Radio St. Pete is in that category. Community consciousness large, Eats and Treats, Makers and Shakers, New Biz on the Blog, Sunshine Award, Sustainability Stewards, and Wellness Warriors. I say everybody's a winner. So many of our friends who have been here on Radio St. Pete are nominated. Local One that does Shopapalooza. Just so many people that we adore. And we're going to talk about that. We'll be live on air from the celebration this weekend. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can help our city and our beaches from recovering from the storm. You need to shop local, visit your local stores, buy a gift card, and leave a positive review. This weekend starts Shine, and it kicked off on November 8th. It's through the 17th. On November 9th, it's Second Saturday Art Walk. So much going on from the Warehouse District to the Deuces. I have, if you go to the Let's Go Guide, which is listed on our website, you will see all of the different events. There's a link there. If you go to my Facebook, Nanette Wiser, or Radio St. Pete, you'll see the link to the Let's Go Guide. And artist Yala Ford will be creating a mural at the Museum of Fine Arts, St. Pete, during the Shine St. Pete Mural Festival. And children and adults alike will have the opportunity to learn firsthand how murals are created. So this is really exciting. The Greenhouse has been doing a lot of fantastic work in this area, giving many seminars and classes. So please don't miss that as well. You know what's coming up at the end of November? Shopapalooza. We are so proud to be a media partner with Shopapalooza. November 30th through December 1st, food trucks, live entertainment, 350 plus local vendors. Go to RadioSt.Pete.com to hear our interview about the skinny on everything that's happening and all of the entertainment. There are some really great bands. Let me just share that with you for a minute. There is North Star. There is Tribal Style. Dean Johansson. So there's a kids zone. Shopapalooza is an incredible way to give back to your community. Party on the Plaza. Our friends Bill Edwards, the Foundation for the Arts, is happening this weekend at the Mahaffey. It is outside. It is free. And it's general admission general admission tickets, not free. And that supports the Bill Edwards Foundation. It's a benefit concert with No Filter for Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. The VIP tickets include early entry, appetizers, special seating, private bathrooms, and more. Bill Edwards has done so much in this community. Upcoming concerts include Mannheim Steamroller Christmas, November 12th. That is amazing. And I just saw Buena Vista Orchestra. There is so much going on and a lot of holiday music happening as well. And the Palladium has reopened. So that is really exciting. Concerts start tonight. Go to mypalladium.org and get your tickets now. So excited to have them back. It's going to be a terrific season. And Roger Bartlett and the Coral Reefers are rescheduled for January 11th. So that's what's going on there. Suncoast Jazz Festival is coming up. And we just interviewed Diego Figueredo and Jason Marsalis. That is November 22nd through the 24th. Radio St. Pete will be covering that. So many headliners, so many great jazz bands, even local jazz bands like the Tarpa Springs High School Jazz Band and the Al Downing Band. They're swing dancing, a lot of swing dancing. And headliners include Diego Figueredo, Ken Poplowski, Jason Marsalis, Wycliffe Gordon, our very own. There's going to be a guitar Armageddon with Nate Nager, Carl Amundson, John Merrill, Don Mopsik, and Jean Balduke, and the crew will be there. Brian News, James Suggs, Alejandra Arenas, and John Balduke, and John O'Leary. Speaking of the crew, they're back at Florida Social in the evening. A lot of times Boho Social is there in the afternoon on Sundays, so stay tuned for that. Have you been listening to our St. Pete Run Fest preview? It's going to be November 15th through the 17th. It's a three-day event. It is at staged at Albert Whitted Park, and it's incredible. They have a marathon. There's for everybody. You can even do Pelle Pets Paws dog walk. So there are really the Green Bench Tortuga Triple. It's three races. There's a double, a half marathon, and the Stingray Double Play 10K and 5K. There's Good Sweat Festival, includes local musicians, artists, entertainers, food and craft brewers, and wellness programming. There's also a Festival Oak Expo that includes vendors and exhibitors. Joe Bordeaux, our general manager and the host with the most, the Velvet Voice, will be broadcasting live. Ryan and Keith Jordan, their families, brought this to the city in 2017. Not to be missed. The Florida Pickers, America Florida Pickers, are coming to the state in December. Look for them around town. Also going on, Art Lofts Gallery announces a new exhibit, St. Pete and Bloom, an exhibit by Whittier Mickelson, is on display. And on Saturday, they're having a wonderful, wonderful arts and crafts events. One of our favorite artists, Pamela Jo Trow, will be there. So that's a lot of fun. Performance schedule, Dunedin this weekend, November 6th, one of the favorites, Dunedin Winds the Blues, featuring Rick Malaya, Rock and Blues Review, Julie Black and her band, John Mary Go-Round, Alex Lopez, Brian Linishman, T-Bone Hamilton Band, Decades, and the Cats. This is one of our favorite events. The St. Pete City Theater is hosting a benefit musical with our dear friend, Ron Goldstein, masquerading as Roy LaCroix. It's the Roy LaCroix Variety Show, the 70s experience, and it is a musical benefit on Saturday and Sunday, November 9th and 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the St. Pete City Theater. This is by donation. Please go to Eventbrite. You know, Roy LaCroix and his musical guests, they relive the music and memories of the 70s in a 75-minute interactive program that showcases the songs and the artists that made the decade great. Hey, I'm wearing my groovy 70s costume. Join me there. It's happening this weekend, 7:30 p.m., the St. Pete City Theater. Amazing. Also coming up in Clearwater, the Almond Betts Family Revival Workshop, December 11th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Avatar The Last Airbender, December 12th. The Outlaws, Greengrass and Yuletide Jam, December 12th and 13th at Capitol Theater. Jerry Seinfeld, December 13th and 14th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Chevy Chase coming to the Straz as well. lots of things going on at the Straz. Please look. There's also going to be in Pinellas Park an evening with Barbara starring Sharon Owens, Barbara Streisand, on December 7th. In Largo, the Big Band Christmas, December 14th, Central Park Performing Arts Center. The Nutcracker, December 15th at Largo. And the Zubrick Magic Theater is back. Please support them. They had a little bit of a hard time during the storm, as did many people, but they're back. And all of these things are great holiday gifts. It gives back to the community. The Florida Orchestra, Brahms Symphony No. 2, November 22nd and 23rd. Now, this one I can't wait for. The Elf in Concert, December 7th. There's a matinee, live orchestra, and Classical Christmas, December 13th and 14th. Holiday Pops, December 20th through the 22nd. But there's more. Yeah, there's always more. Janice Live is going to have the Blues Traveler celebrating 30 years of their famous song, Four. It's going to be at the Janice Live, November 17th. And by the way, Ani DeFranco will also be at Janice Live in March. 99.5 QYK Guitar Pull. It's the 9th annual, and it takes place Sunday, November 17th at the Mahaffey Theater. It features Low Cash, Corey Kent, Matt Stell, Chase Beckham, and Chris Jansen. Now, let's talk about arts festivals. The art festival tours a lot of the markets, and it will be at the St. Pete Beach. Corey Craft Festival is December 7th through the 8th, and then again on January 4th through the 5th and April 12th. So that is what is going on. There is so much more. Please check out the Let's Go Guide, either with a link from my Facebook or Radio St. Pete. And remember, have fun, shop local, buy local tickets. And until we see you again, I'm Nanette Weiser with Weekend with Weiser.